Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So Senator Tim Scott officially getting into the race this week for the presidency. We know that it looks like Ron DeSantis will be getting in as well, as they have now Florida's Republican-controlled legislature. Last Friday approved sweeping election laws, including a provision that clears the way for Ron DeSantis to run for president without having to resign his current position. That was a pretty good indicator that he's looking to run. But we expect an announcement from him this week. You have Nikki Haley in. You have Vivek Ramaswamy is in. You have Donald Trump that is in. Tim Scott that is in. And we expect DeSantis this week. And also a guy that's been in has been a longtime friend of the show and personal friend, our Larry Elder. Here's him talking about the damage done by the Biden administration.
My pathway to victory is real simple. I don't consider myself to be running against any of the other Republican rivals. I figure I'm running against the Biden-Harris administration and what they've done to this country in the last 2.5 years. I frankly did not think you could take a mallet to this country the way they did in the last 2.5 years and reverse so many things that were going well. We had the most secure borders ever, and now we have over 5 million illegal aliens entering the country. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. Some numbers have been intercepted who are on the terror watch list. How many of those who are on the watch list who've gotten through, we have no idea. We were energy independent, and now we're energy dependent. All across our country, cities like Chicago, LA, New York, crime is up dramatically because of these soft on crime DAs that have been handpicked by people like George Soros, because of the anti-cop rhetoric, because of the way the police are becoming demoralized, so that you find departments like New York, Chicago, L.A., where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of officers have either retired or quit.
Larry says America's in decline, but decline is not inevitable. It is a choice made by detached and cynical politicians. As a California resident, I've seen firsthand how decades of Democratic rule have turned the Golden State for many into an unaffordable dystopia. I won't let them do the same to America. We can enter a new American golden age, but we must choose a leader that can bring us there. That's why I'm running for president. Mr. Elder, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Now I got to live up to it.
Well, we've been friends a long time. You know you're not a front runner in this race. You're smart. You're realistic. However, you know what? Stranger things have happened. A lot of people were laughing when Donald Trump got into the race in 2016, and they weren't laughing long after that.
And a lot of people laugh when Joe Biden ran in 2020, and they're not laughing he became the nominee. Look, Sean, here's how I see it. I think that Republicans are of two minds about Donald Trump. There are those who love him, and there are those who love what he did as president, but are skeptical that he can win in November 2024 against Joe Biden. There's something called Trump derangement syndrome. And I ask your listeners to ask themselves the following questions. Have you lost friends because of Donald Trump? Are you tiptoeing on eggshells at work because of Donald Trump? Do you have strained relations with your family because of Donald Trump? If the answer to those questions is yes, then I submit to you, Houston, we've got a problem. Now, I think it's
Well, let me probe a little deeper on this. Let's go through these three questions because they're interesting to me. Yes, I've lost friends over the issue of Donald Trump. Number one, what was the second question?
Are you tiptoeing on eggshells?
No.
Work.
No,
not where you work, not where I work at Salem or Epic Times,
right?
But other workplaces.
Okay, third question.
The answer is yes, and the third one is: do you have strained relations with your family members because of Donald Trump?
No, I don't. None.
A lot of Americans do. I've been doing my radio show for a long time, as you have. I've asked people over the years to call up: are you no longer speaking to a relative because of Donald Trump? The answer overwhelmingly is yes. I'm not saying all relatives, but some relatives. And the question is: we need to win. How do you win swing voters in the suburbs? There are women who would not vote for Donald Trump if he walked on water. They'd accuse him of not being able to swim. Now, that's a fact. The question is, how do we deal with that? And I would make the argument, Sean, that if you like the America First agenda, secure borders, pro-life, conservative judges, low taxes, low regulations, but you fear, for reasons that are entirely unfair to Donald Trump, he might not win because of the resistance on the part of suburban voters, you have an alternative. And that alternative is somebody who's knowledgeable, been talking about these issues for nearly 40 years, who ran for governor of California, got 3.5 million votes, raised $27 million in 8 weeks from 150,000 individual donors. Half of them came from outside of California. Then you have an option, and I'm that option.
So you got other candidates in here, too. You just had Senator Tim Scott join today. Ron DeSantis, popular governor, Florida. He's going to get in, we expect, this week. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, you know, his name recognition has been low, but he's been impressive. The times I've had him on, I like him. To be very honest, Larry, I mean, I like all our candidates. I think they're all, you know, and I also think the advantage that Trump has is he's been there, he's done it, he's proven that he can do it. So that's certainly a big advantage, and the polls show that. With that said, I think he faces headwinds legally. I don't think some people in Georgia or, you know, in the special counsel's office, I've got to assume, I'm guessing, you know, they want nothing other than to see this guy in an orange jumpsuit.
Right. We've got a deep bench. Let me make my case, Sean. Again, I mentioned I ran for the top job in the most populous state in the union. If California were a separate country, it would have the fourth largest GDP. I got 3.5 million votes. And on the replacement side was the guy that ran against Gavin Newsom the first time, Caitlyn Jenner, two-term mayor, of San Diego, a man who right now in the U.S., in the U.S. House, and I got more votes than all of them combined. I raised more money than all of them combined. California had 58 counties. I carried, Sean, 57 counties. The only one I lost was San Francisco, and wait for it, I lost that by a whopping 149 votes. I think once I get on the debate stage in Milwaukee and America meets Larry Elder, game over. I just have not had that opportunity yet, but I soon will.
Listen, I think if your heart is guiding you to do this, I encourage everybody to follow their dreams in life. And we've been friends for far too long for me to say that the odds or the chances are low, because I think anything can happen here. I don't think we know what the issues will be in November 24 that will be determined, that will determine the outcome of that general election. Do you agree with that?
I do, and that's why I'm asking people to buy my book. It's called As Goes California. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It talks about my background, the fact that my father never knew his biological father, eighth grade dropout, when my dad retired from running a little cafe. His net worth was a little under $1 million. That's what can happen in America. It's a lie that America is systemically racist, and the biggest domestic problem facing this country is the fatherlessness epidemic. 70% of black kids enter the world today without a father married to the mother in the home. And that's why I'm asking people to go to elderforpresident.com, throw something in the tip jar, get me up there on that debate stage in Milwaukee.
Well, I think that's all going to happen. How do you differentiate yourself from the leader in the polls? And that's Donald Trump. Where are the differences? How do you see how would you see a Elder administration different from a Trump administration?
I want to answer your question this way. I'm not running against Donald Trump. I'm not running against Ron DeSantis.
But that's a fair question. How do you differentiate yourself from him? Because he's by far front runner.
Well, we all have different personalities, different experiences, different approaches, different temperaments. And I love his policies, as I said before, on energy independence, on borders, on taxes, on spending, on all of that. The question is, who can win? Are you telling me there aren't women in the suburbs who cannot stand this man and would not vote for him no matter what? I believe there are significant people in this country that feel that way. And if that's the case, we need to deal with that. And that's why we need to have an alternative. And I'm that alternative.
Are there others that would, you know, crawl over hot coal on a freezing day just to vote for Trump, too? I mean, he's got his supporters that are as passionate as I've ever seen.
John, I campaigned with him and for him in 2016. I campaigned with him and for him in 2020. I supported him. And if he's a nominee, I will enthusiastically support him. The question is, how many suburban women are turned off by this man for reasons that are almost entirely unfair and would not vote for him? I love what he did with that town hall on CNN. But I submit to you, he did not get any votes from swing voters. He reminded all of us why we like him, why we think he's funny, why we think he's entertaining, why we think he's courageous. He's got backbone and gave the Republican Party backbone. But I don't believe he went up any among suburban women where the election is going to be won or going to be lost. That's the problem.
So you think you can basically run on the Trump agenda, not being Trump, but the same agenda, and that you're more electable? I can sum it up that way?
That's exactly how I see it, yes.
And what about the other candidates? You see, what do you see in Ron DeSantis, for example, who seems to regularly show up number two in the polls?
Again, Sean, we have a deep, deep bench. And for all the people on the left who are concerned about diversity, we have gender diversity. We have two American Indians. We have two blacks who are running. So it seems to me that America ought to be celebrating this group. And everybody has to look. Any of us would do a better job than Joe Biden on inflation, on borders, on energy independence. I mean, any of us would do a better job than Joe Biden. The question is, of these candidates, who can get elected? Who can suburban women go in that voting booth and pull that lever for? And I think they can do that for Larry Elder.
Why would you be more electable than, let's bring in the other candidates, DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy? Why would you be more electable?
You know, when I ran for governor, Sean, I was asked that question over and over again. What do you think about Caitlyn Jenner? What do you think about John Cox? What do you think about Kevin Kiley? And I always said the same thing. That's not the problem. The problem is Gavin Newsom. And I say that to you, Sean. The problem is Biden-Harris. And believe me, you're voting for Kamala Harris, because if Biden can fog up a mirror, he's going to be the nominee. And as soon as he gets through, he's going to hand the baton over to Kamala Harris. Do you want Kamala Harris for the rest of his term and perhaps two full terms, depending upon when he turns it over to her? So the question is, who is better for America? Not who's better as opposed to all these individual Republicans. Who can take on the Biden-Harris administration? And I'm from California. I know Kamala Harris very, very well, and I can take on the Biden-Harris administration. And that's why I'm running.
Quick break. We'll continue more with Larry Elder, now a presidential candidate, on the other side.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, we continue now with Republican presidential candidate Larry Elder is with us. All right, I got another question to ask. So I got your name came up this weekend. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours. Apparently, you and some other people that I know, by the way, thanks a lot for inviting me in. I really appreciate it. Apparently have opened a bank.
Yes. It's called Old Glory Bank, and I've opened it up. Co-founders are Dr. Ben Carson, John Rich, whom I know that you know, the former governor of Oklahoma, where there is a brick and mortar bank, but it's an online digital bank. I found out that Bank of America voluntarily turned over a list of customers to the FBI both the day before January 6th and the day after January 6th of all customers that made any kind of transaction in the Washington, D.C. area. Banks are canceling accounts all over if you support the NRA. And so if you do not want to bank with a woke bank and you want to bank with some bank with patriotic values, you should consider Old Glory Bank. It's a full-service bank. It is now fully open. We're going to have next year our own version of PayPal. And then in July, we're launching business banking. So no matter what you want to do, a home equity loan, home mortgage, debit card, credit card, oldglorybank.com is your bank for you.
Well, let me ask you this. Does that mean that you're FDIC insured as well?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's interesting. Now, where is it based out of?
Well, again, there's a brick-and-mortar bank in Oklahoma, but it's a digital bank. It's an online bank. You can go on oldglorybank.com. It'll take you about 8 minutes to sign up. And everything that you want, credit card, debit card, home loan, mortgage, all that stuff, we're going to be a fully operational bank come July.
Are you going to deny me a black card, or do I have to fight for a platinum card, or do I get, you know, just the old plain old green card?
Well, I'm on the board of directors, so I got some pull. I'll take care of you.
You better not say that. Banking regulators will be all over you in 2 minutes. Well, it sounds like a good group of people. Thanks a lot for inviting me in. I really, not that I could do it anyway, but anyway, I wish you the best. It's called what? Old Glory Bank?
Old Glory Bank, oldglorybank.com. And don't forget, Elder for President, and As Goes America, my mission to rescue California and save the nation. So I've got modest goals. That's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right. Appreciate it, Larry Elder. We're going to follow your campaign. We're giving everybody airtime on this show. I think it's just fair. And that means you. That means Tim Scott. That means Nikki Haley. We're going to put everybody on. Okay.
Surprise. I'm going to surprise a lot of people, including you, Sean. Just wait and see.
Listen, we've been friends a long time. I happen to like all of you. Some more than others, I'll be honest. But you're at the top of the list, I promise. We've known each other too long.
I appreciate it, Sean.
800-941-SEAN is our number. One of the things, Linda, I've been saying, I know it's not going to happen. I wish it wouldn't become a bloodbath so fast. Primaries, inevitably, it gets ugly. It happens every time.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's unfortunate. We have a lot of friends in the mix, and we felt that way in 2015, too. I think, what did we have, 18 candidates at one point? We interviewed them all.
Yeah, and not everyone gets mad at me that I give airtime to all
mad.
Of them.
You know, well, you remember we did that spreadsheet. We put together all the time of everybody who was on your TV show, on the podcast, on the radio show,
everybody,
and it came out perfectly even.
And that's what we'll do this time. I mean,
yep.
We've known Larry for a long time. I'm not supposed to let him speak to the country and offer my, you know, microphone to every candidate. That's what we do. The American people are smart. I give them way more credit than, say, the rest of the media mob. Do I think beating Donald Trump is going to be very hard? I do. Do I think these people are out to destroy him? Yeah, I believe that, too, unfortunately. That's the sad part. It's official. Tim Scott announcing today that he's running for president, calling America the land of opportunity, not the land of oppression, and saying that America is not a racist country. Listen.
We cannot have innocent people at risk, police officers getting ambushed and attacked, and seniors locked in their homes from the time the sun goes down until the sun comes up. Joe Biden and the radical left are attacking every single rung of the ladder that helped me climb. And that's why I'm announcing today that I'm running for president of the United States of America. And for those of you who wonder if it's possible for a broken kid in a broken home to rise beyond their circumstances, the answer is yes. And for those of you who wonder if America is a racist country, take a look. We are not defined by the color of our skin. We are defined by the content of our character. And if anyone tells you anything different, they're a lying.
All right, that's Senator Tim Scott. We expect later in the week Ron DeSantis will be on the program. Linda, are we going to expect another deluge of calls from people when I interview all the candidates and try to be fair and give everyone a fair shake? Is that going to be
the problem? You can't make everybody happy, and you're on the air 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day.
But so if your candidate gets airtime, the same amount of airtime as every other candidate, why are you mad at me?
Exactly. And the problem is, if you miss something, it's not our fault. We're only asking you to pay attention for 4 hours a day. You got the other 20 to do whatever you want, you know?
That's exactly right.
It's a simple request. And the good thing is, with podcasting and DVR, I mean, it's really not hard, people, you know? And Sean is listening and having everybody on. We promise.
All right, let's get to our phones. Joanne in Michigan. Joanne, glad you called. Now, do you think it's fair that I give every candidate airtime on radio and TV?
Sure, you should.
Thank you. Okay. There's one vote for yes. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm curious about the CBDC, the central bank digital currency.
I'm worried about it, too. I don't trust. You know what I don't like about it is, you know, right now, the Democrats try to sneak in this provision where any transaction you made, I think it was over $600, they would have a record of. As of now, at least according to the law, a suspicious activity report is filed if it's over a $10,000 transaction. Now, by the way, I purposely, whenever I want to take, I'm a big cash person still in my life, always have been. And whenever I take out a sum of money for cash, I always purposely go over the limit. I do it on purpose. So, because I want them to see it. Now, you may, that sounds nuts, right? But what I don't like about digital currency, what you're warning about here, or the federal government, they would have access to every single thing that you do in your life. And I don't want the government, I don't want Big Brother spying on everything every American does every day. I want something called freedom back.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. If that was true, and I do believe it's going to happen that way.
That's what the plan would be for sure. We know that. They'd have access to everything. They're already intruding in our lives too much. You know, look at what we learned over the weekend or towards the end of the last week and even further over the weekend. You know, the abuse of the FISA courts, 278,000 searches without a warrant on Americans pouring through their private phone calls, emails, text messages, other data. This has got to change. It's turning into a police state already. It's got to stop. Anyway, good call. John in San Diego, Kogo Radio. John, do you want me to put all the candidates on or only the ones that I like?
Well, of course, all of them. That's the only way to be fair. That's the Democrats are the ones that censor.
Just checking. Thanks for your approval. What's going on in beautiful San Diego?
Well, it's drizzly. But the Congress and Biden are fighting over, you know, cutting into mandatory spending and entitlements. They don't have to do that. You can balance the budget very easily. Two things do it. First off, is you ever heard of grants.gov? That's it's a program where where the federal grants come from. It's $550 billion a year they give away in grants. You privatize it. You turn it into a Kickstarter funding site, and that's $550 gone from the budget. Then you get rid of these 5% interest rates from the Fed, because low interest rates did not cause inflation, and high interest rates don't stop it. You can go back to the 70s when Volcker was jacking rates up to 18%. They did not stop inflation. What stopped inflation was Reagan's tax cut that went in effect in 82. And right now, that's an extra $950 billion we're paying in interest on the existing debt because of an extra 3.5% in interest rates. Your budget is balanced. Then to get a surplus, you get rid of the trade deficit, which is $700 billion a year. And each dollar of trade deficit is a dollar lost in tax revenue. You get rid of the trade deficit, and it starts with producing oil to the point that instead of us importing oil at $80 a barrel, we'll be exporting oil at $50 a barrel.
And making a fortune, and it's good for national security. It creates high-paying career jobs in the energy sector, and we could even start paying down our debt by providing Europe all of their energy needs, which we have an abundance of.
And getting the oil price down to $50 a barrel ends the war in Ukraine, because every time the Democrats have jacked oil up to $80 or $90 a barrel, which they did in 2007, 2013, and now 2021, Putin has invaded first Georgia, then Crimea, and now Ukraine. he can only fight these wars when oil is over $80 a barrel. You want to end it, get back down to 50 a barrel, he has to leave.
Well, you obviously know the economy, because there's not one thing you've said that I have not said in some form, and you're absolutely right about all of it. And, you know, this is why America is needlessly suffering. Our borders can be fixed. This was unnecessary from day one. We can make every American safe and secure. It's called policing. Again, another self-inflicted wound, another dumb set of policies. We can be energy dominant and independent. America doesn't have to suffer economically. We're suffering needlessly. These policies are a disaster. The spending is out of control. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Republicans hold the line on the debt ceiling issue and whether or not they let Biden default. If Biden wants to default, then that's got to be Biden's position. It will be on him. He disappeared. He said no negotiating. And, you know, now he's trying to cobble together a last minute deal. Those deals usually never work out well for Republicans. Republicans already did their job. So let's see what happens. But you're right about the debt ceiling. And I think Republicans did a very, very reasonable and responsible budget to raise the debt in exchange for the debt ceiling. They're demanding that fiscal responsibility. That's what they should be doing. That's what spurs on further inflation. Don't believe me? Look at the Congressional Budget Office. Look at, you know, every smart economist in the world is saying that Biden's spending has contributed greatly to this. Anyway, appreciate the call, John. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to George in Florida. George, how are you? Glad you called. And how do you feel about us giving equal time to all the Republican candidates? You want us to do it or no?
Hey, Sean, I think you should, because not a lot of them have a big of a platform. I know, you know, being in the free state of Florida, we know about Ron DeSantis, I know about Tim Scott, and of course Trump. But I was hoping you can settle a discussion my wife and I are having here in Florida. I'm in the Trump camp, and my wife Tracy here is in the Ron DeSantis camp, and I wanted to know what your opinion about the two.
If you think I'm going to stick myself politically in the middle of your marriage and your dispute, you know, look, I have to just be honest. You have to vote with your heart. If I'm like you, I think Trump did a great job as president. I think he'd do a great job again. And I like his policies. I think Ron DeSantis has been a great governor of Florida. I think he's going to be president one day. I don't really have a lot of doubt about that. The question for him is going to be when. And I like Tim Scott a lot. I think he just exudes decency, and, you know, he's been a real leader for the Republican Party. I like a lot of these guys.
This is Tracy, his wife.
Hi, Tracy, the wife. Great. Now I'm getting in the middle of a family, you know, spat. Thank you.
Oh, now, hey, now we're good. We don't argue. We've been married 35 years. So with all of that said, though, President Trump did amazing things for our country, and I will always be forever grateful. However, I think that the drama that comes with President Trump has the ability to divide in a lot of ways in the Republican Party. In addition to that, Ron DeSantis.
Let me play devil's advocate on that point. Okay. You know, we just learned that Operation Crossfire Hurricane never should have been opened based on the fact that there was no evidence. We learned that in the Durham report. That was three long, contentious battle years that Donald Trump was put through for no good reason at all. You know, I'm noticing now that you see this already beginning to happen to DeSantis. What did the NAACP do this weekend? They put it on a watch list for African Americans not to travel to Florida. Really? So, all right. So we're back to, he's just getting in the race supposedly this week, and we're going to, say he's racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, wants dirty air, water, and wants to kill grandma and grandpa. Whoever the Republican candidate is, they are going to try to bludgeon and destroy them. I promise you, it doesn't matter who it is.
And Sean, I agree with you, because the media did a great job beating up on Trump for the last some years, because I knew, as you well knew, that it was all a hit job. And I said, I'll give the media an A-plus on turning the scenario of how they look at him, they don't talk about his policies. They only talk about the person. And you know, he, in energy independence and all these things that he's done for this country, that's why I'm sticking with him. He's and now he gets another 4 years. He's going to enter those 4 years with eyes wide open on who he can appoint on his cabinet and how. And he already treats the media where the way they deserve to be treated. So I'm with you, Sean.
Tracy, why don't you just give it some time and watch the whole thing unfold, and maybe your mind will be changed at some point.
And here's the thing. I will be open, and I do like Tim Scott, and I appreciate President Trump. And if he is our president again, he will have my 100% support. But I'm going to always be the one that leans toward the one that's a gentleman and a scholar, and that's who Ron DeSantis is. So with that said, I appreciate his demeanor. I appreciate where he is as far as, you know, a variety of things, more from a personable standpoint. But again, I'm going to be a supporter of President Trump if he wins. And the same thing for Scott, Tim Scott, if he wins. So we banter back and forth around here. But at the end of the day, we want whoever's best for our country. And I want the man that God would have ordained to be the president of this country. And that's
on that beautiful thought. Let me recommend to both of you. Why don't you guys have date night and go out, have dinner, get home in time for Hannity at 9:00. And talk about anything and everything other than politics, and then you can talk about it again during my show. Okay?
We appreciate you. Are you buying dinner?
Well, I mean, where in Florida are you?
We're in DeLand, you know, Volusia County, you know, Hanging Chads and all of that right here.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember well. Hopefully one day I get to meet you both and buy you dinner. Now you want me to buy dinner. Now it sounds like you're voting for Biden. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News. Jackie Heinrich will join us. The latest, what's going on at the insane Biden White House. Newt Gingrich tonight. Also, Charlie Hurt, Mike Huckabee, Miranda Devine, Horace Cooper's back tonight, Tudor Dixon, Clay Travis. Set your DVR at 9 Eastern, Hannity. News you'll never get from the woke media mob. We'll see you tonight, 9 o'clock. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with 2 decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.